Welcome to The Refresh from Insider. I'm Rebecca Ibarra.
And I'm Dave Smith. It is Thursday, November 10th, and we've got the latest news you need and want to know. Plus, we play our weekly game, Two Headlines and a Lie. But first, here's the latest.
Investors seemed happy about the October inflation report out this morning. The NASDAQ closed up over 7%, the S&P close to 6%, and the Dow up more than 3.5%. Insider's Matthew Fox says prices just didn't rise as much as investors feared.
And for investors, that was a signal that, hey, maybe the Fed will stop raising interest rates so aggressively when they meet next month, and fewer interest rate hikes. That's good news for stocks. That's good news for risk assets. So we're seeing a rally across the board, particularly in the NASDAQ 100. It's mostly tech stocks outperforming the most, just because, you know, these stocks have been so beaten down. So when stocks like that go down so much, it's kind of like a coiled spring and the bounce back is strong.
Elon Musk has put an end to remote work at Twitter. The billionaire emailed his staff at 2:30 a.m., telling them to return to the office at least 40 hours a week. He also said that he wasn't going to sugarcoat it. Twitter's fate looks rocky, and the company might not survive without significant subscription revenue. Independent tech journalist Casey Newton reports three key resignations: the exec in charge of keeping Twitter's tech secure, the company's chief privacy officer, and the chief compliance officer. That's likely to raise eyebrows at the FTC of who exactly is tracking compliance at Twitter these days. Apple has introduced a new limit on AirDrop in China. This comes after protesters used the iPhone feature to communicate and share messages criticizing the government. That's according to Vice. Users with the latest iOS in China can now only use AirDrop to receive data from strangers for 10 minutes at a time, making it much harder for that information to be shared. It's unclear whether Apple initiated the change itself or under pressure from Chinese authorities. AirDrop is one of the few unmonitored forms of communication in China. Works of art collected by Microsoft co-founder Paul Allen have sold for a total of over $1.5 billion at auction. It includes paintings by the likes of Cezanne, Van Gogh, and Jasper Johns, and five works went for over $100 million each, breaking several records. Allen co-founded Microsoft with Bill Gates in 1975 and started his art collecting in the 80s. He showed it off in an exhibition in the last few years before he died in 2018. Christie's in New York says all the proceeds are going to philanthropic causes. Well, this is no good for KFC. The fast food chain in Germany sent an app alert urging users to celebrate Memorial Day for Kristallnacht with some cheesy chicken strips. If you need a little history refresher, Kristallnacht is widely considered the beginning of the Holocaust, when, in 1938, Nazis destroyed Jewish businesses and houses of worship and killed over 90 people. Yeah. About an hour after that alert, KFC sent another one apologizing for the, quote, error, and saying it was reviewing its practices to avoid any future debacles. Here at The Refresh from Insider, we have the news you need and want to know, always up to date. And hey, if you like what you hear, help us keep the sound waves on by telling other people to listen to the show. At least two people have died since Tropical Storm Nicole struck the east coast of Florida early this morning. About 300,000 residents across the region are without power, and homes in some coastal communities have been destroyed. The heavy rains and wind even unearthed human bodies along Chastain Beach, which is believed to be a Native American burial ground. The storm has been weakening throughout the day as it moves up the coast toward Georgia and South Carolina. South Dakota voted to approve Medicaid expansion under the Affordable Care Act. Wait, what year is it? It is 2022, but a handful of holdout Republican states still don't want to participate. Although voters have been steadily overruling their conservative state houses via ballot referendums, which is what South Dakota did, writing the change into their state constitution. 11 states still won't take the Obamacare funds, which were recently upped as part of President Biden's American Rescue Plan. Workers at one of the largest book publishers, HarperCollins, are on strike. The union has been in negotiations with management since December, and the 250 or so unionized employees have been working without a contract since April. A key issue is better pay, including raising the minimum starting salary from $45,000 to $50,000 a year in New York City. Striking employees and supporters are picketing in front of the HarperCollins building in Manhattan. The publisher says it will continue to negotiate in good faith.
Online realtor Redfin has announced it's cutting 13% of its workforce. That is 862 employees gone at another real estate company. Redfin Now, the company's home flipping service, is also closing. The slowing housing market has had a similar effect on Redfin's competitors. Zillow last year also shut down its home buying business after losing a ton of money on it. And Opendoor announced a similar round of layoffs just last week. This is all happening because the Fed is raising interest rates to fight inflation, which means fixed rate mortgages and borrowing costs in general have become spectacularly expensive. Redfin CEO Glenn Kelman expects the cool off in the housing market to last at least another year.
Archaeologists have discovered what may be the oldest written sentence in the history of the alphabet. And you know what it's about? Removing lice from your hair and your beard. Fascinating. The sentence was found inscribed on a tiny ivory comb in Israel, dating back to 3,700 years ago. The text is written in the Canaanite alphabet, which evolved into many languages we know today. Also, some hygiene problems really haven't changed that much in three millennia. It's time for us to play our weekly game, Two Headlines and a Lie, and the wonderful Dave Smith is here to play with me this week.
Yeah, I'm back! And, of course, our other friend, Maddie Merritt from Morning Brew, is also here to play with us. Hey, Maddie.
Hello.
Morning Brew runs a version of this game every Thursday in their daily newsletter. Maddie, remind our listeners how this game works.
So, I'm going to read you three news headlines. All of them might seem like they're real, but one is more fake than a blue Twitter badge is about to be.
Mm. Oh, I don't have the money for Twitter badges. $8? No.
That's too much.
I'm a journalist. I don't have $8.
And Rebecca and Dave, you're going to try to guess which headline you think is the lie.
Dave, you've been off a few months, and it didn't make you stronger because you lost last week.
Oh, yeah. I don't imagine much different this week.
Maddie, give us this week's headlines.
Okay. Headline A, TSA agents find gun inside raw chicken at Florida airport. Headline B, new study finds house cats can tell your mood based on what music you're listening to. And headline C, woman marches through London in body paint to save birds.
I'm between headline B and C as the fake ones.
Yeah, because finding a gun inside of a raw chicken sounds crazy, but then when you say it's in a Florida airport, it's like, oh, okay, Florida.
And in terms of headline B, cats can tell your mood, like, that's a realistic headline in a way. Like, they can, because if the headline were like, cats care about your mood, then I'd be like, that's a lie. But right. If they can tell your mood and then still disregard it, I think that's a real, I think that might be true.
I'm kind of curious about that headline too, because how exactly do you tell if a cat can know your mood? Like, what measurement are you doing on the cat to figure out if it knows your mood or not? It's like, are you talking to the cat afterwards? Like, was Dave happy or sad? And the cat's just like, meow. It's like,
cat sits you down at the end of the day, hands you a glass of wine, and is like, how you doing today, huh?
So I think for that reason, I think I'm going to go with B, the cats in the mood, in the music, in the silver spoon.
That's the fake one?
I'm going to pick that one as the fake one.
So I'm going to pick headline C, because somehow it's like the most boring headline of all of them. And I think Maddie made it boring to fool us into thinking it was real. So I'm going to go ahead with C. The body paint lady trying to save the birds is the fake one.
Maddie, why don't you reveal the truth?
Well, huge news. Dave wins because the cat one is the lie.
Let's go!
I'm excited for you, Dave.
Well, I feel very good about myself. Okay, Maddie, do you want to tell us about these other headlines that were real?
So yeah, TSA agents can now add handguns stuffed inside a raw chicken to their lists of weird items they've confiscated. Agents at the Fort Lauderdale Hollywood Airport found the contraband back in September and posted about it on Instagram on Monday. The person had wrapped the gun inside a plastic bag and tried to smuggle it inside a raw chicken in their checked luggage. And you are actually allowed to bring an unloaded firearm in your checked bag, but you're supposed to declare it, and it must be in a locked, hard-sided case, not a big, wet chicken.
Chicken cavity, not secure enough, I guess. Okay.
Well, okay, I have a lot to say about that, but we should probably move on to the other headline.
Yes, so a woman did march through London nearly naked with her body painted to look like a bird. She was protesting the declining population of four types of birds. They're all on the verge of extinction in the UK, partly because they have fewer good places to nest, with so many new housing developments. She delivered a letter to Downing Street along with other protesters. The letter urged the Prime Minister to require new building developments to use swift bricks, which are special bricks that have nesting holes built in for the birds. And I don't know, I'm definitely pro-bird, but all I can think is she must have been really cold storming through London naked in November.
Right?
I wouldn't do that for birds.
Maddie, I didn't know you were pro-bird.
I know it's controversial, but I'm pro-bird.
All right, well, that was informative and interesting. Thank you so much, Maddie. Be sure to visit morningbrew.com to subscribe to their great daily newsletter and listen to the Refresh from Insider again next Thursday for another two headlines and a lie. Make sure to follow the Refresh from Insider on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you listen to podcasts. You can also just tell your smart speaker to play the latest edition of the Refresh from Insider. And please leave us a rating and review. It helps other people discover the show. I'm Dave Smith.
And I'm Rebecca Ibarra. Thanks for listening to the Refresh from Insider.